The candidate who was backed by the longest-serving sheriff in western Massachusetts to be his successor won an overwhelming victory Thursday in a spirited Democratic primary. But plans by a veteran state legislator to turn his Springfield seat over to his son were upended by voters. Nick Cochi won the Democratic primary in the race for Hampden County Sheriff in the first competitive election for that office in 42 years. At a raucous celebration with 200 people at the Lusitano Club in his hometown of Ludlow, Cochi thanked his family, friends, and supporters who were ubiquitous for months, standing out with campaign signs at busy traffic intersections and going door to door throughout the county.
The office of sheriff is about integrity. The office of sheriff is about character.
Cochi, who is a veteran administrator in the sheriff's department, launched his campaign 2 years ago, shortly after Sheriff Michael Ash, who was first elected to the office in 1974, announced he would retire when his current term was up. Cochi was later endorsed by the immensely popular and nationally renowned incumbent sheriff. For the November election, Cochi will be on the ballot along with Republican John Comerford and independent James Gill.
Excited? We know we're only halfway home. And we worked this hard just to get past this point. We're going to work even harder to make sure we bring home victory in November.
In making his first bid for elected office, Cochi defeated two veteran politicians for the Democratic nomination. Unofficial results show he won 50% of the vote. Springfield City Councilor Tom Ash, who is not related to the sheriff, was second, and Governor's Councilor and former Springfield Mayor Michael Albano was a distant third. Cochi was the top vote-getter in the city of Springfield, where Ash had been endorsed by most of the city's political establishment, including Mayor Dominic Sarno and City Council President Mike Fenton. Cochi enjoyed an almost 2-to-1 fundraising advantage over his rivals, according to campaign finance reports. The dominant issues in the race were the sheriff's role in combating the deadly opioid crisis and the professional competency of the candidates.
We stayed on message. Our message was experience and professionalism over politics. And this office of sheriff is so important that we can continue to move forward on the cutting edge of corrections and serve our community safely.
Longtime Springfield City Councilor Bud Williams won the Democratic primary Thursday in the Massachusetts House District that has been represented by civil rights pioneer Ben Swan for almost a quarter century. Swan had endorsed his son, Ben Swan Jr. Williams said he was humbled by the victory.
I've been walking and knocking on doors since this campaign has started. And I think that that's what people like, is the old-fashioned campaigning, actually meeting people and talking to them.
Williams got into the race late as Swan delayed his retirement announcement in what was seen as an attempt to smooth the path for his son's initial run for elected office. In another race to replace a retiring state legislator, Solomon Goldstein Rose, a 22-year-old recent graduate of Brown University, defeated five other candidates in the Democratic primary in the 3rd Hampshire House District. As there's no Republican or independent filed to be on the November ballot, Goldstein Rose is likely to succeed 12-term State Representative Ellen Story. Patrick Kaolane, a veteran administrator at the Hampshire County Jail in Northampton, handily won the Democratic primary in the race to succeed retiring Hampshire County Sheriff Robert Garvey. Mary Hurley, a retired Superior Court judge and former Springfield mayor, won the Democratic primary for 8th District Governor's Council. With no Republican running, she'll likely be elected in November to succeed Albano on the council, which confirms judicial and parole board nominations by the governor. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.